Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome to the Beyond the Tinfoil Hat, a podcast by the Experiencer Support Association. I'm your host, Jamie Delzell, and I want you to join us for a trip down another rabbit hole where we find all kinds of unusual and unexplained phenomena. Remember, the first 30 minutes of the show is absolutely free and available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Head over to Patreon and catch 30 minutes and beyond of extra audio as we dive even further into today's topics, exclusively for our subscribed fans with top secret clearance. Now let's dive right into it. Hello again. We are here today. It's Thursday, so that means it's podcast time. It's January the 23rd, 2020. I just said the date and had to look at my watch for some reason. Michael's here today.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Ryan's also here.
Yeah, I'm here. Surprise.
Surprise. Cool. So we had a pretty wild one last week. My head's still kind of spinning.
What was it about?
Man, I honestly can still not really wrap my head around what it was about. It was too many things. Too many things that it was about. You took us there, and you brought me down the hole, so why don't you tell us what it was about?
So, we talked about the first case I closed as an unknown, which touched on an experiencer who may be very well part of the Secret Space Program. So what we did is we read the report. I read the report out to Jamie and Deanna for the first time, them hearing it, and then basically we went down the rabbit hole based on the information that was there. So that's on the last episode.
Yes. So if you haven't listened to it, go listen now. Come back to this later.
And then we did the last half hour on the Patreon where we actually showed the pictures and the evidence that was collected. So we had... That's great. All that reaction and stuff and fun jazz, and there's lots of comments.
Right.
Which I am sorry we haven't gotten to, but we're going to get to those comments today in the Patreon section. And that's important because the next episode, the actual experiencer is going to be with us, and we're going to talk to him and ask him some more questions and dive even deeper into the possibility of this man being a precog for the Secret Space Program.
Huge. So if you haven't got Patreon, get it now so you can listen to that last episode. And not only that interview and our conversation with him, we're not going to say his name until later dates, but he will be with us on Patreon exclusively. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear that, you're going to have to get the Patreon.
So that's patreon.com/the Experiencers Support Association, or just search it in the search bar there. $7 a month gets you exclusive access. Plus, once we receive 10 patrons, which I think we're at 5 now, so we need 5 more, we're going to start raffling off items. So you basically have a chance to win more than your $7 a month worth. And that's what allows us to do what we're doing. So if you're not a Patreon member, please thank the ones that we do have, because they're the ones that's allowing us to do this segment. But you're only getting 30 minutes for free.
Yeah.
If we get more patrons, then maybe you'll get more for free, but or less. I don't know.
We'll see. But yeah, get on that, because that's going to be... I'm excited. Those of you who listened last week, yes, the Patreon half of the show got even more intense, more in-depth, more weird, I guess I could say.
Weird for you.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Your mind was blown.
My mind was blown.
I had to pick your mouth off the floor a couple times.
You did.
Michael missed a good one because he wasn't feeling well, but he's here now. He's feeling better, so he's going to get caught up on that episode, so he's... in the know.
We'll be already in the rock and roll next week. So I don't want to talk too much about it. If you haven't listened, go back and listen. It's a doozy, man. It's super interesting stuff.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
So today I was hoping, we'll see how, again, we know I bring up a what's the word I'm looking for?
Subject.
I was going to say concept. I was like, that's all right. Bring up a subject and then we typically go all over the map with it. So I got one that we can take all over the place. But I felt like talking about the pyramids today. Mm-hmm. And just your thoughts on what they can be, what the actual... There's just too much information on the pyramids and too many places it could go. But I just was curious to hear what you guys think about them and what your thoughts are.
Take it away, Mike.
Well, it's still something I'm curious about, but I don't know exactly. I mean, it's so shrouded in, like, false teachings and stuff, in my opinion. Like, saying that they're just tombs or whatever, and...
Pretty elaborate tombs.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out now. Crazy little intricacies that's involved, and... Like those shafts and stuff. They're sending robots in and finding all these different passageways and stuff. But then there's also the fact of, like, pyramids across the planet. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's the deal with pyramids? The shape, it's so special about it.
Well, what I'd say, the triangle is like the strongest shape, pyramid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the base at the bottom, sharpest point. Pyramids all over the planet, which is very true. Like, we used to think that, the pyramids of Giza are always, like, the pyramids, because right. they're, like, the ones we, closest ones we have access to, and there's civilizations and that around it, and plus history. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we do have pyramids in Antarctica. We have pyramids in South America, pyramids in North America. We have pyramids on Mars.
Really?
There's a plug for you there, Kevin. So Kevin Estrella is a friend of ours. He has a band called Pyramids on Mars, right? Pyramids on Mars, yeah. So Kevin, if you're listening to this, buddy.
Plug. Cheap plug.
But there are. And ironically, the pyramids on Mars, what's the word I'm looking for? The coordinates on Mars are exact or very, very close to the coordinates of the three pyramids in Giza in Egypt.
Right, which are very significant, right? They're that's what gets me, is the way that they're made.
Well, how are they made?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. But the way that they're, just the coordinates and how they're structured mm-hmm. is very calculated. And... I mean, I don't know how it could have... Maybe civilization was a lot smarter back then than we are led to believe, but I just don't... To me, I can't wrap my head around that. It seems well beyond...
The tinfoil hat.
Yes. to me, it just... I can't wrap my head around how it could have possibly been man-made.
You know what? They might have been man-made, but not man-engineered. How about that?
Okay.
Maybe, you know, because, like, the mixture of theories, right? Like, so all these theories, not one theory is bulletproof. But, like, and I just pulled that out of nowhere. The hive consciousness, whatever. You know, like, maybe man did build it.
Yeah.
But they weren't the architect.
Or, well, I mean...
Where did the blueprints come from?
Right.
The master plan, who had that, and if it was calculated, so the calculation, for those who don't know, it's the pyramids of Giza are, at the time that they were built, was directly underneath the three stars of Orion's belt, next to what, the dog star Sirius, right? So the theory at that point is that was referenced to where those particular gods came from, Sirius constellation, or Sirius star. But why? Why did they know so much information back then, and then today, we know so much about, like, Trump and impeachment. you know what I mean? Like how do we go from that to this?
Yeah.
And how do we go back to that? Because that's
the thing, really. Or how do you lose that
Like, how does that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How does that start to fade away over time? You'd think, if anything,
have you heard of the Dark Ages?
I've heard of the Dark Ages, yeah.
So the Dark Ages was, like, back in the book-burning days when, right. you know, the Catholic Christian / Christian Church was pushing their movement there and decided to burn and destroy pretty well anything that referenced the past.
Mm.
So we lost all that information at that point, or it's stored in the Vatican archives, which we don't have access to.
Mm.
Then there's also the theory, like with Atlantis, if Atlantis had had succumbed to those many different types of scenarios, they were in advanced technology, and then all that was lost. So I think to solve this riddle, we need to figure out an important question. Because we have the who, we have the what, we have the when, and we have that possible how. And the question that we need to answer is the why.
Mm. And how do we do that?
And how do we do that? Campar's here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Let's, do you have a delivery or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. This guy's gonna back up into someone's car.
If he hits mine. Sorry for those of you.
Sorry for the interruption. Nope,
he's going away. Yeah. But on that note, Deanna is here in the building with us. If you heard the baby crying, she's just dealing with our little babe. Unfortunately, he's very fussy right now, so hopefully he'll fall asleep and she'll be able to join us at some point.
I hope so.
So why?
The question is why, right? So why build a pyramid? So why build a structure at all? How about that?
Right. Well, the pharaoh.
Well, that's what Michael was saying, right? Like, it's a tomb, right? But it's a very elaborate tomb, especially when the size of the body is like maybe maximum 6 feet tall. You know,
right?
A foot and a half, 2 feet wide. Sarcophagus is probably what, 8 feet by 4 feet. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Not much room. So why all that elaborate work just to put somebody in?
Well, that's the thing. I get the theory, and I get how you could argue it, but I
don't. Well, it must have been a really important guy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or he had an ego.
Which I probably.
Right.
I think that's the whole theory behind it,
right? But then why three, right? One for my daughter, one for my, you know, one for my wife, you know, one for all that other stuff, right?
To me, it doesn't add up. It doesn't really.
What it sounds like to me is someone built a very nice, complicated house and storing their goods in the basement.
Right. Right.
Right? So what about the rest of the place?
Well, exactly. There's a theory, there's a reason for it, but how was it built so precise and so. You know what I mean? Like how do all these things line up so perfectly?
What do you think, Mike? Want to chime in here?
Well, I think that's a mystery of ancient architects.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of secret that they had.
Was it a secret? Or we just don't have the information to know the answer?
Okay, true, yeah. It's at least somewhat of a secret now. But one of the other things that I think about a lot is, like, the casing or whatever that's gone off of them and stuff, like, what was the purpose of that?
Casing, what's that?
There was, like, an outer layer that's been removed over the years, like.
Oh, like, from erosion and stuff? Yeah, apparently the Benben, which is the cap of the pyramid, was, like, not limestone, it was, like.
Something that would have.
It's all white. Apparently the pyramids used to be white.
Yeah. And I think, like, very reflective, like, the sun reflected off it pretty. Mm-hmm.
So, actually, you know what's interesting is the game, the video game Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
So, Assassin's Creed Origins actually takes place in Egypt, in the surrounding areas. And there are parts where you get to see the pyramids for the first time, get to climb the pyramids, but, like, there's detail in the pyramids. When you go inside through the tombs, there's things on the walls. Like, I don't know where they got their details or the information, but they're like, when you're that character and you're walking in and you see those pharaohs, they're like 25, 30 feet tall. Hmm. Right? Like they're big. The other interesting thing about that game, too, with the story, that was the origin story of how the assassins kind of came to be. There's a heavy, heavy link to masonry in Assassin's Creed. And pyramids are significant in Freemasonry as well. The Eye of Providence, All-Seeing Eye, all those things. So, again, those are just interpretations of the same thing. Why not a rectangle? Why not a square? Why not a circle?
Not powerful enough.
Why is it powerful?
That's a good question. I mean, it just is. It's like it's
built structurally engineering. It is powerful when like it's like an egg. When you push on the top of an egg to the bottom, that's all the weight and mass is distributed equally to make it strong. Mm. Pyramid's exactly the same. So, is it prepared to take a hit from above? You know.
Well, it's withstood the test of time, obviously, even with whatever damage has been done to it. You have to shut that thing off, man.
Sorry, I am working.
Get off the clock. Yeah, despite the damage and whatever's been done to it, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, people are still going through them, and it's still standing there good and strong.
Yeah. Why? Right? So, I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, obviously there's a million theories, but
so if you guys are listening, we're obviously stumped on this one. If you guys have any comments or questions that about the pyramids, let me know. And I think it's time to take a commercial break, maybe. Yeah,
I guess we can. Okay, gonna jump the gun on it, but now's a good time.
Now's a good time.
Good time to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Hi there, this is Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, where together, my friends, we own the night. On our website, spacedoutradio.com, we have a place called the SOR Sightlines Report. All of our investigations and people who inquire are turned over to TESA, the Experiencer Support Association. Ryan Stacey and his crew, what I like about them, they're independent. They're not working for anybody, and they want answers. We want answers for our listeners and people who inquire as well about their experiences. It's a great tandem, and we love being teamed up with TESA. If you haven't heard of us before, that's okay. We'd love to earn your listening ears. Join us 9:06 Pacific Time, 12:06 a.m. Eastern for 3 hours of live entertainment 7 days a week.
Have you ever seen an alien or a UFO?
Or how about a ghost or Bigfoot?
Have you ever experienced missing time or future thought?
Or how about strange, unusual feelings of positive or negative energies?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Go to tessacan.org and report to the Experiencer Support Association.
That's TESACAN.org.
Our team of professional private investigators will help you and your family understand what may be happening.
We will also provide experiencers with the executive support like Reiki, hypnotherapy, mentoring, and wellness.
Everything is connected.
You are not alone.
We believe you.
Report today and help us continue to heed the world.
Thank you for that lovely word from our sponsor. Yeah, I don't know if this was a... I just brought this topic up and I didn't really have a whole ton of insight on it. Mm-hmm. I was just more curious because it's...
Well, what else are you curious about?
Actually, you know what? Now that you brought up the other ones, I mean, I was just, when I brought up pyramids, I'm obviously thinking Giza and, like, the ones in Egypt, but I don't really know much about any of the other ones across the world, so why don't you touch on some of those? But first, a word from our phone.
Sorry,
Dead air, not good.
Well, I know that there's a pretty big concentration of pyramids in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
my parents went and saw, but they went to Chichen Itza back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I heard lots of cool stories about that.
Like what?
Oh, just how different it is, like in the energies there and everything. It's just, you can tell that there's something to it.
That's in Mexico?
There's like a certain spot where the light shines through in a certain way or something. And
okay. So maybe that has something to do with the placement as well?
Yeah.
Because it has to do with the astronomy. They want the lights to come in, but when the lights do come in, what do they touch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because in that game, there's a lot of puzzles in the inside the tombs. And some of those required me moving mirrors around inside the tombs. So the light comes in at a certain time during the day, and you can only go into the pyramid at a certain time. So it's really an elaborate game, but really, like, it makes sense. Like, okay, it's like the sun is at its peak, so I need to go into the tomb now, and then there's the light, so I got to do this puzzle quick enough to have the light bend off all the mirrors to highlight on this artifact, to obtain the artifact to go to the next level. But if I don't do it in enough time, then I got to wait till the next... to go to the next day. So, even in the video game, the research that was done in to make that practical puzzles me. Because they may have been there, and then... they would have had to have been there. And they recreate all these environments based on what they actually see. So I think what we need to do is we need to actually go and see them and take a look at them.
Because, okay.
Let's
go.
All right.
Yeah, man. That's
because maybe they're not telling us the whole truth.
Well, I don't think they are, right? I mean, like, and who's like, who knows? Who has the answers?
The Egyptians. The Egyptian government.
Do they?
Well, they must. They own the property.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you'd think that they'd probably have some insight.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But do they?
Well, we keep secrets with alien spacecrafts and stuff in the United States and Canada. So why wouldn't they keep secrets about the pyramids?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. They sent troops over to Iran, fight for a while, and they came back with a Stargate. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Right. So Saddam Hussein apparently had access to a Stargate in one of the ziggurats, which is actually a Sumerian pyramid or temple, which is a specific type of pyramid, which is a step pyramid.
Mm.
And allegedly he had a weapon of mass destruction, apparently, which... If that was true, when the American and Canadian government went over there to seize that,
mm-hmm.
we know that they won. This is not Saddam Hussein is no longer with us. So if they won and that artifact existed, who has it?
Yeah, they never actually said that, did they?
Nope. Was it still there, or do we have it?
Or was there one to begin with?
Yeah. I don't know. It was all connected to the pyramids. So the pyramids are large, so like very, very, very large, and we know where they are when we need to find them. But also, like the pyramids on Mars, they were easy to spot from an aerial view,
right.
And it's only the aerial view that we're able to confirm or identify the shape in relation to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're not meant to understand it here on Earth. It's a message.
Well, that's, to me, what makes the most sense. To me, I think that's the most logical, which sounds crazy, but to me that's the most logical thing.
Mm-hmm. It would make sense.
Yeah.
It is a... There are some theories that the pyramid in Giza are old school nuclear power plants.
Hmm.
Well,
they do generate a ton of energy, right? Do. Like, that's what the...
Right, they do lay on a ley line as well.
Yeah.
which is like a nodule point within the Earth's core that where the energy is highest.
Yeah, we have talked about that.
Yeah. So what if that is a like a, and then let's look at other technologies. We have wireless charging technology today with our phones.
Mm-hmm.
So what if that is a wireless charging dock for a circular craft?
Right. Or something along those lines. Maybe it's generating power to another planet.
Or it's generating from the base through the Earth to another side of the world.
Right. So I'm curious as to these other pyramids as to geographically how, if the coordinates all have some sort of significance to each other. I'd imagine they do.
I imagine they do. I haven't done any research on that myself. I know the pyramids of Giza are just the most common ones, what everyone talks about, but
right.
I mean,
I do think there's something about them, or at least a lot of them falling on ley lines.
Do they all fall on ley lines? Because then that's,
well, I don't know at all.
They probably do, right?
They wouldn't fall on the ley lines. It would be the intersection point of where the lines cross. Because the lines, in theory, is what is the transfer from energy from node to node. But then the pyramids. So there's, for you guys listening, it's, I'm going to try really hard to explain this. But you have a dot, and then you draw a line to another dot. So where that dot is, you'll have another line that goes through it, right? Connecting two other dots. Now, if you just do that, there are many different types of lines where a single line just passes through. But they go through and around so many times that there are certain dots that have six or seven lines going through it because they all intersect. So when I say, when I'm talking about the pyramids, I mean they're on those types of nodule points where multiple lines intersect. So the energy that's being transferred is almost like a hub, like a USB hub with multiple ports.
Right.
So if you were to draw energy from these specific spots, I think the Skinwalker Ranch is on a ley line too. Right?
Yeah, like
Mike,
one of those.
You know that?
One of those massive ones.
Skinwalker Ranch. I think they're on a ley line. No.
Yeah.
I don't remember that being part of the documentary.
No.
Well, I feel like I've heard that it was, but maybe I'm mistaken. But
it would make sense, because that's all. So, those who don't know what Skinwalker Ranch is, it's a paranormal ranch where all these activities seen, you know, entities are seen, paranormal activity has happened, crafts have been seen.
Listen back to episode 1 or 2, we're talking about it.
Episode 1 of what?
Of this.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's right. Forgot about that.
So, if you've been listening along, you know a little bit about it, because we've gotten into it before. Yeah, man. Pyramids. Wow.
That went by pretty quick.
That went by super quick. What, we've got like 2 minutes left?
2 minutes left.
Actually, with our commercials and our intro and our outro,
that's pretty good. So what are we going to talk about on the Patreon section today?
So Patreon, we'll probably dive a little bit more into this, maybe have some more facts, or see what we can pull up from the old friend online. The internet. We'll talk a bit more about our interview coming up, because again, it'll be exclusive to Patreon, so we don't want to give too much away on here for you guys.
And just so you guys know, this is kind of off, really legitimately off the cuff today, because we were planning on having him interviewed today, so we really didn't do any prep work today. So we're just kind of running off the seam of our pants at the moment, because our guy didn't make it. But we'll have them next week. So next week will be stellar.
Man, what are you talking about? This was stellar.
This is stellar.
Other than your phone going off.
Well, if people are working. People have lives that to save, you know?
All right. Well, on that note, I thought it was stellar.
It is stellar. It's good.
And I think it's interesting. And I'd imagine that some of you have questions or have some theories, and we'd love to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So please comment. Yeah, tune in, get Patreon, get there, go there now, because you're going to want it for next week, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you'll listen, last week was awesome. You can probably hear my brain explode on the Patreon. Actually, it's on video, so you actually get to see it.
Yeah, he looked very painful.
It was painful. My head hurt, for real. Anyway, all right, check it out.
Catch you on the next one.
That's it for another journey into the fringe. Thanks for joining us here on Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. Catch us next week and follow us again into the realm of mystery and unknown.
For access to the entire episode and more, head to Patreon and find us under the Experiencer Support Association. You can also follow us on Facebook on our page, the Experiencer Support Association, TESA, and on Instagram, Beyond the Tinfoil Hat.